I've done something horrible to my back. And I know exactly how I did it. I was sitting on the floor this morning counting my shekels. Oh, it hurts to laugh. Oh, no, I sit there and I was like, oh, what the hell is this? 39% for the shortness of the short term, what is it? Short term, 1 month for, to borrow from the LBMA this morning. Just 6 days ago, just so you know, it was a little over 7%. And before that, it was like unprecedented. It was just like, I think it was like 1%, 2% before that started going crazy. It's like, what in the world is going on? So I was like, oh, okay. So I went and verified it. Yeah, it's a little over 39% LBMA. Holy shit. It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. So of course, yeah, I had to go count my shekels. Oh, everything was going up this morning. And I mean, holy crap, everything's going up. I guess the assets skyrocketing is on. I'm not going to complain. This is just a shit show. It is a shit show, and I am enjoying the show. Sometimes. Other times, it is not fun to watch. I'll give you a for instance. So, BB sat down. He's with Jared Kushner, and I can't remember the other guy's name. And they're talking about the ceasefire, and this is great, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, the talking heads that are all body language people now, because everybody does body language. And it's kind of like, it's what I was hoping would happen, that people would start paying attention at so much of the fakeness and realize what's going on around them. So in that regard, I'm like happy. But on the other side of it, it's like for these people to say things as if they're talented or right, it irritates me because this was one of them. He's sitting with, and this is why it's so dangerous. If you get it wrong, especially in this arena, you should apologize if you do and correct yourself. I have been wrong and have apologized and corrected myself. But this guy sits there, he looks at it and he goes, oh, Netanyahu's defeated. I don't know how Trump did it, but there's no more Samson option on the table. I'm sitting there going, are we watching the same footage? That is not what's going on in this. He's sitting there. He's uncomfortable. He wants to get away. And I guess the most simplified way to put it is he looks like he's been embarrassed and he doesn't want to be there and he doesn't know what to do because he's squirrely as hell. I was like, what happened back there? What's the most embarrassing thing? I guess, you know, it's something we'll have to piece together. Egg on his face. The fact that everybody's calling out that your people don't like you, maybe that's the most embarrassing thing. Who knows? We are talking about a psychopath. The things that you and I would be embarrassed about do not move these people. So what would be embarrassing to a psychopath? Being outmaneuvered would be embarrassing to a psychopath. So he's been outmaneuvered, is my opinion, and he don't like it. And he doesn't quite know how to handle it because once you've been outmaneuvered, you've got to figure out how to get back on top. And right now your adversary, which apparently is Trump at the moment, is on top and is holding steady on that. I don't know anything about this, but I understand that Trump is supposed to go to Israel to go have a little conference or something with the rabbis about the Torah thing. I don't know, but I'm thinking something. There's whatever motive, whatever outmaneuvering happened. Yeah, that does not mean that the Samson option is off the table because once he figures out what he's going to do or how he's going to do it, it may just be that. Who knows? Because BB can't lose. He's done so much that he will be lynched in the street for all the crimes that he's done. Those people don't like him. They haven't liked him for years. This little march protest that's been going on, No. They've been doing this for a very long time. And it hasn't been just a few hundred people. It's been tens of thousands of people marching against this man for years. They don't like him. I understand that Trump is going to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. Be honest, I thought he already did. He kept talking about it. It was like, why haven't you done this yet? This seems like a no-brainer. It's an organization. They call themselves Antifa. They've gone and hurt people, violent protests, and it's not, I wouldn't even call them protests, they're riots. Violent riots, destroying our monuments, killing people, hurting people. Why aren't they? Why haven't they? Why wasn't this a day one thing? You know what? Part of me sits there and just goes, you know, maybe it's all part of the plan. It's a shitty plan. I'm going to tell you that. It is a shitty plan. And the only one with eggs on their face is us. It's just part of the plan, man. No, it's a shitty plan. Well, you have to be shown. Not like this. Those that are awake are the ones awake. And it hasn't, there's no tide changing anymore. It just reminds me of all the body language people out there saying things. Just maybe. People have misinterpreted many, many things. And really, what everyone needs to admit to is, at this moment, with the knowledge that I have, this is my best guess. Because that's pretty much what applies to life. At this point in time, with the knowledge that I have, my best guess is, should like be the mindset of every individual as they have a conversation with anyone. Do you believe in aliens? At this moment, with the information that I have, do you think Donald Trump is the savior? At this moment, with the information that I have, do you think Bibi is the Antichrist? Or at this moment, with the information that I have, this should just be everything. Do you think eggs are good for you? At this moment, with the information that I have, I mean, it could be applied to everything, for as much information is coming out and changing the way we see things on blast all the time. Do you use a toothbrush? Yeah, it can go that way. Well, at this moment, with the information that I have discovered that a stick is much better. Some of you who are into health stuff will understand that joke. Is the moon real? Are there really planets in the sky? Are we a bubble floating through space that is filled with water? Who knows? I have no idea. At this moment, with the information that I have, I don't know if many of you have paid attention to some of the space stuff, but there was at one point they were sitting there going, oh, that's how planet Earth was seeded, because they were trying to make an excuse of why they caught on camera a live feed or something that there was tiny, tiny little arthropods on the window of the space station. Do you think the space station is in a giant pool underwater in someone's backyard? At this moment, with the information that I have, and that is how you should approach life. I shit you not, in everything. And understand that is how you should look at everything everyone says to you. I listen to this body language lady. Well, at that moment, with the information that she has, is how you should look at it. I listen to this economist. At that moment, with the information that he has, have I beat that dog enough? Oh, dear God. It's insane. I mean, everything from how do you raise your kids to how do you school your children? How do you teach at this moment? What's the best farming practice at this moment? We're going to shorten it down by the end of this to where it's just at this moment. Everybody will get it at this moment. You don't need a long sentence. There's so many people awake now that it's almost like not a fearful thing to say, hey, I need you to come move up here and start turning the tide from the retards. We have too many sleepers. We need awakers. And I seriously, I mean that in the sense of the people that you listen to. I'm not talking about myself. In a way, yes, but not really. There's a lot of people out there talking, and there are people waking up in the communities. I'm sure of it. It's not just an isolated case. I see it everywhere, even here. But if you've got the ability to leave like a densely populated area and go to a much more rural community where you can have a little bit of property and raise a lot of your own food, I would definitely start figuring out where all these people that talk live and start moving at least near them in the vicinity. And then you create like your own little hubs of like-minded individuals that you all just go at the moment and everybody gets it. We're getting there. We are getting there. I mean, it started, I tell you what, for those of you who are awake back in the day, 2019 hit and I was like, I don't, it's not like I had foreknowledge, but you know what? Universe does speak to you. God does speak to you. The spirit does speak to you. And it was like, we've got to get out. We've got to go buy a house. We have to do it now. Like that's just that mindset of whatever it was just really weighing on me. We had to leave now. And we were near a big city. And what do you know? It was like, we looked and we looked. We looked, we did the whole process. Those who have bought a house and you need like, you know, to actually qualify, you don't have just chunks of change to throw at people. That takes a while. And we moved in October. So we did all of that. We finally found a place, finally got through all the hoops, loops and fences and everything else underneath the moon. Then we get in October and it was like, oh, wow. Feel like we made it. And then, of course, you definitely know what happened next, COVID. And I was like, wow, holy cow, we got lucky. We beat the COVID. We beat the insane prices on housing. We beat it all. By the skin of our teeth, we beat it all. And you know what? I think it's not over yet. For those of you who are sitting in it right now and they're like, oh, man, I got to get out. I'm telling you right now, it seems like there's going to be another moment. Like, if you don't do it now, it's not going to be there. Oh, houses is going to, that's a bubble. It's going to pop. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know how that's going to go. On one hand, I could sit there and go, yeah, you're right. It's going to pop. It's going to just, psh. But I can tell you now as an owner that I am not going to sell below a certain price. I'm just not going to do it. One, the interest rate, as most of you know, I've got it for really cheap. So for me to sell and then go to a higher interest rate, that is not going to happen. So whatever money is coming this way, it's got to be enough to where it takes care of that interest rate. And that's just coming from pretty much a normal mindset. Not normie, just a normal mindset. And if you are paying the ridiculous interest rates and you've got a house, you know you can't really buy anything below a certain amount. So you've got to sell for at least this amount. So I just don't see prices going down unless these giant hedge funds sell their property and take the hit. Because the rest of humanity in the USA is not going to be taking the hit. Because they can't. They can't afford it. The hedge funds can. That might pop, but they've decided they want to be renter brokerages or whatever you want to call it. So we'll see. I just don't see that one popping. My goodness, I got a young guy down the road. He just bought property here. 20 years old. No, I'm not going to say any names. 20 years old, bought 90 acres. You know, he had help from mom and dad, but you know, if I was his mom and dad, I'd help him too, because it wasn't like he was just some loser. Story goes, he was in high school and he dropped out because they were trying to make him take the shot. If you want to stay in school, you have to have the COVID shot. And well, he said, nope, went and got his GED and worked. Just worked. Saved every penny and bought that place. 90 acres. And it's just property. There's no house on it. It's just property. He got all of that. Building his little tiny houses on it. And I was sitting there thinking, damn. Your parents raised you right. He's not even my kid. I'm proud of him. And like I said, I think time's running out. I think he got in. He got in when it needed to be in. Because there's people like him just working their knuckles to the bone, saving up every penny they can so that they can get out, leave, build their little tiny house until they can build something bigger, and they just upscale from there. That is the new lifestyle. And you know what? That isn't far from the past. That's what it was like. You're a young person. You go out, go west, young man. Remember that one? Go west, young man. They go and they get their little pieces of property and they all built their own houses with the help of their families. That's just what this guy, it's not weird that he did that. He's literally going back to his roots as just a human being. That's what you do. All right, I'm done ranting. I'm actually surprised I was able to talk so long, considering I'm over here sitting in pain. Ooh, I will not be counting my shekels anytime soon. Peace, peace, peace. The ongoing genocide in Gaza is shocking, especially when an entire nation hails it as a victory. Trump appears committed to ending the bloodshed, yet the price for securing Israeli government cooperation seems to be an erosion of our own freedoms in the U.S. This dynamic is now exposing the vulnerabilities of Bibi government. Recent aerial photos of mass protest against him highlight the unrest, but few realize these demonstrations have persisted for years. Bibi even forced 6 rounds of voting in a single election cycle until he secured a win. In many ways, his regime's legitimacy mirrors that of Zelensky's in Ukraine. Both jail and prosecute political rivals, and Israel imposed medical tyranny on its population during the pandemic. That said, it's all too easy to villainize an entire group when their ideals feel foreign or incompatible with our own. This instinct is precisely why societies benefit from separation. Mixing cultures often breeds tension, leaving no one truly at ease. I doubt the world will feel fully revert to such divisions, but we desperately need them for fostering lasting peace. Respected borders remain the most humane path to coexistence. As the old saying goes, good fences make good neighbors. Meanwhile, the aggressive hunt for anti-Semitism is only fueling more hate and resentment. Ironically, it's risk pushing even more most mild-mannered individuals to violate these new laws. Achieving the opposite of its intended effect, the underlying logic feels entirely absent. Israel's longest-serving prime minister has been at the center of numerous controversies tied to elections, particularly during periods of political instability. These issues often intersect with his ongoing corruption trials, coalition-building tactics, and broader governance decisions. While Netanyahu has denied wrongdoing in all cases, the controversies have fueled public protests, judicial battles, and repeated electoral deadlocks. Key themes include allegations of corruption influence electoral outcomes and manipulative political maneuvers to retain power, and alliances with far-right elements. Below is a chronological breakdown of major controversies, focusing on the 2015 election and the intense 2018-2022 political crises that led to the 5 snap elections. I'm just going to read the highlights of this, not go verbatim. Early controversies. 2015 election, March 2015 election. Bibi faced accusation of racism after warning voters on election day that Arab voters are heading to the polling station in droves. I'm surprised they let Arabs vote, but getting back to it. A statement aimed at boosting turnout amongst his right-wing base. Critics, including the White House at the time, condemned it as a divisive and inflammatory, arguing it's marginalized Israel's Arab minority. Netanyahu later apologized, but the remark highlighted his strategy of using identity politics to secure victories. liked one, allowing him to form a coalition, but the incident set a tone for future polarization. The 18-2022 political crises and multiple snap elections, the period from 2018 to 2022, marked Israel's most prolonged political instability. Driven largely by Netanyahu's corruption investigations and failures to form stable governments, this resulted in 5 snap elections over roughly 3.5 years. Rather than the claimed 6 votes for 1 election, the crisis was exacerbated by opposition parties' refusal to coalition with Netanyahu due to his legal troubles, creating a divide between only Bibi supporters and anyone but Bibi factions. How convenient, 2018 to 2022, it just dawned on me that 2019, 2020 was literally right in the middle of this. How convenient for Bibi. Corruption probes, which began intensifying in 2016, played a pivotal role leading to his 2019 indictment of charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in 3 separate cases involving favors for media coverage, luxury gifts, and regulatory benefits. These allegations were seen by critics as undermining the democratic process, as Netanyahu allegedly sought immunity laws and attacked the judiciary to shield himself. Here's a table summarizing the 5 elections, their triggers, and Netanyahu's related controversies. Oh, man. Where was I? Where was my brain when I put this together? 2019, it's getting to a head. Oh, my Lord. And guess what happens? 2020 happened. No wonder China's mad. We didn't do it. Okay, so the triggers controversy involving Netanyahu was April 2019. The deadlock was Likud. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. And blue. White tie at 35 seats each. Triggered by coalition collapse after Defense Minister Lieberman's resignation over a Hamas ceasefire. Bibi failed to form a government and dissolved the Knesset to block rival Benny Gantz amid escalating corruption probes that deterred potential partners. September 2019. Blue and White leads slightly, 33 seats, versus Likud's 32. Snap election due to April deadlock. Netanyahu again failed to coalition build with corruption charges. Indictments announced shortly after, fueling opposition refusal, mandated pass to Gantz, who also failed, leading to automatic dissolution. March 2020, when COVID hits. Likud wins 36 seats. Holy shit! 2020, COVID hits. Likud wins. Wow. Called after September failure amid COVID-19, a constitutional crisis erupted when Netanyahu ally Yuli Edelstein refused to allow a speaker vote defying the Supreme Court. This led to a short-lived unity government with Gantz, but critics accused Bibi of using the pandemic to delay his trial. Oh my gosh, this shit is deep here. Oh. It's just surreal. You know what? I should have sat there and been thinking about COVID as I was writing this. I might have put it better together, but you know, we figured it out now. March 2021, Likud leads but no majority. Anti-Bibi coalition forms. Dun, dun, dun. Unity government collapsed over budget disputes in December of 2020. Netanyahu's failure led to his temporary ouster, with Nafati Bennett becoming PM, and a diverse coalition, including Arabs Party Ra'am, controversial for Netanyahu's alliances with far-right groups like Atzma. You hunted to counter it. November 2022. Netanyahu's bloc wins majority. He returns as PM. Bennett-Lapid government dissolved amid defections. Controversies include Netanyahu's comeback despite ongoing trial, forming Israel's most right-wing government with anti-LGBT and racist convicted allies, drawing international criticism. Post-2022, developments and ongoing issues after regaining power in 2022, Netanyahu's government pushed controversial judicial reforms in 2023 aimed at limiting Supreme Court powers, which critics viewed as an attempt to evade his corruption trial and consolidate authority. This sparked massive protests seen as a threat to democracy. As of 2025, with elections due in 2026, Netanyahu faces mounting pressure for early polls amid the Gaza war. Intelligence failures in the October 2023 Hamas attack and sacking key officials like the Israeli security agency head and attorney general. He was also reappointed far-right figures like Itamar Ben-Gvir, intensifying debates over governance and security. Critics argue these moves prioritize his political survival, including delaying his trial through prolonged conflicts. Netanyahu's resilience in navigating these controversies has allowed him to maintain influence, but they continue to polarize the Israeli society and draw global scrutiny. Wow. So going back to what we were talking about in the beginning, the whole Samson option, and that this man is desperate to stay in power. He's got an election next year, and as you just heard me say, there is a lot of things going on with that man that suggests that he is extremely desperate to stay in power. So that Samson thing is definitely not off the table. And it may not be the idea of what Samson is, for those of you who know what the option is. It may be something that is just enough to keep him there or destroy his enemies. And like I said, he's a psychopath. His logic, his enemies, his fears, everything is not what you would think they would be. They're those of a psychopath. If my guess was, he's got to lock down Israel. That's like the golden trumpet. If he can't get Israel to obey him by some constitutional thing, and my guess would be some kind of constitutional crisis. I mean, they've been out of war. So my guess is, like, you know, he bombs one of his own cities, that we can't do the elections right now. Well, who knows? He's already sat there and made them locked in their home until they all took a shot. I mean, he's got that much of a sway. As far as America, maybe he gives up the influence over America. I don't really see that. Psychopaths generally don't like giving up anything. They don't like that. So, I don't know. Telecommunications, down. Few cities nuked. These things are possible. This is not a far-fetched thing. Now you got to sit there and wonder, is your government, no matter what country that you're in, is your government able to stop these kind of shenanigans if he decides to put nukes off in your cities? Or are they complicit? I don't know. This is going to be a very interesting winter, I will say that. Or my guess, a fall. What would make more sense? Winter nukes or fall nukes? I'm thinking he's going to want to get on top of it. Based off of what I just read and how they coincide with COVID, he does things pretty much last minute. And last minute being like a few months before it needs to be done. So, it's anybody's guess.